Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, once again, Black Trey, joined always by Big Jerv and Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison. We got a fun episode today. We actually had an episode before an episode that I couldn't even tell y'all, so the guys are over here laughing. It talks about me being drunk, but I might share a little bit, maybe, maybe not. But yeah, man, what's up, man? What y'all been on?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, this nigga. Yo. Oh, this nigga.
Dog, I love like, it.
Yo, let me, first off, dog. I mean, I wasn't even going to go there, but since you want to go there today, it's cool. I got time. Like, I'm not tripping. I love the fact that everybody was just on my heels. Like, on my heels. The only people that should be on my heels are Chiefs fans. If we got your team the fuck out of here, I don't want to holler at you. What's the point? Y'all lost. Y'all losers. Here you go. Trey knocked me out, but you ain't knocked me out. So Trey can talk his shit, but you talk shit, dog, I'm going to knock you out again.
So wait. Trey knocked you out. Trey ain't a Chiefs fan.
No, I'm using that. I'm using that as an example, my brother. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, all y'all dudes hitting me up that are, you know, Cowboys, Niners, Giants, whomever fans, we waxed y'all. Y'all literally had to go get y'all big brother to go handle y'all work. Literally. It's cool. Your big brother ain't going to be there forever, dog. As soon as your big brother roll, I'm slapping you again, yo.
All I'm saying is the Eagles are a really good team, man. You know? They're really good. I have a lot of respect for Jalen Hurts. You know, obviously Devontae Smith is nice. A.J. Brown had a great catch.
Yeah, great catch.
He did.
You right. He had a great catch. Talk your talk, fam. I ain't mad at you, yo.
I'm just giving respect where, you know, it's due. Obviously, you guys came up a little short, man. Huh. And that's, you know, just unfortunate. It's a good game, Rihanna.
It's a hell of a game. Too bad they didn't let it be decided on the fucking field.
Now, Jerv, come on now.
What's up,
Your
bro?
Man's admitted it himself.
Okay.
So
you watch football, correct?
I do.
Okay. Do you believe in the theory that you can call holding on every single play?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is that the proper way? If you were an Eagles fan, right. If you were, let's just say by some chance your team happened to make the Super Bowl, they didn't get that ass tapped. the 2 weeks prior, right? Let's say they did the tap
quarterback, then yeah, okay.
Hey man, hey dog, tell you, Coach to not have the backup tight end over there, dog. He might have finished the game.
Right.
He might have finished the game. But let's just say y'all did, right? Let's just say Joe Montana Jr. was Joe Montana Jr., right? And he magically willed y'all to the game. And y'all going back and forth, right? And then you seen, like, you're like, oh, shit, this is the greatest Super Bowl I've ever seen in my life. This is crazy. Like, oh, it's bang, bang, bang. And then, right, you get the stop. And then the referee like, eh, flag. And they call it on that play right there.
I would be upset.
That's all I want.
I would be upset.
Would you feel like the refs took the game out of the players' hands? Not saying. Here's the thing. I'm not even saying we would have went down and scored. I mean, the math was mathing like we was gonna go down there and score. But let's say, you know, we can't say we would have. Would you have felt like they left it all on the field and the refs allowed the players to win to you know do their thing?
Right. I mean, I feel like. Okay, there's two sides, right? I would be upset, of course, as a fan. Mm-hmm. But we know that most of these games kind of always end like this. When Brady got the penalty that 1 year, when Chris Jones jumped off sides, like these big games kind of go in these moments. And you got to more look at the other side of like, bro, this is actually, if you look at the math of the game, this is the one single play that you cannot hold. Any other play you could hold, everything would be cool. If you hold on this play, you niggas are going to basically have to run the clock out. The game is over. The only thing you can't do on this play is hold. You could let him actually score a touchdown, and you would be fine. If he didn't do that, like, you have time. You could run your boy Hurts back the other way, score a 7. We go to OT. Boom, bam. But he made the wrong decision in the wrong spot. And that's why
he absolutely did make the wrong decision in the wrong spot. And you know what? I commend that man. I don't have no ill will against him. He stood up he stood tall at the end and said, yo, I did that shit.
Right. You gotta give him credit.
Here's the thing, bro. I know you did that shit, but you ain't deserve the time for that. You ain't deserve the time for that crime,
right.
You ain't deserve the time for that crime, bro. Bro, we out here handing out life sentences for a little measly little petty theft. Come on, bro. All it was a pack of Starburst from the corner store, my nigga. Like, come on. Niggas act that like he held up the jaw with a hammer.
Right. Well, speaking of deserving time, man, let's get to the BMF shit.
Oh, God.
Nigga that deserves some time. My nigga Lamar Silas.
I'm sick of this nigga.
I'm sick of him.
At first, he was so lovable in the first season, bro. That nigga was singing. You knew some shit was going to happen. Now this nigga want to be an animal lover. He biting niggas' ear off like he Mike Tyson. He threatening niggas. He out here burping the bag, making the whole house stink, being the worst roommate ever. His cousin got to kill him. He doing too much. He doing way too much.
His cousin is what the kids call P.U., SSY. He ain't killing shit. Did you see how he... Now, let me be clear. All right? I'm a 9-to-5 civilian, right? I ain't tough. If I know my cousin is half thrown and he's actually tough, I'm not sitting here acting like I wouldn't have apologized my damn self. But I also wouldn't have came in there on some, yo, nigga, you know why? I know my cousin is a loose cannon. And so his cousin's nutty, yo, for even putting himself in that situation to be, as New Yorkers would say, sunned.
Right. Like, you know this nigga's going to go off. You think you're going to get anything off on this nigga? And he's obviously found a new best friend. That's not you, nigga. Basically is what he's saying. Like, this is my new road, dog. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
I thought it was hilarious too how they tried to make it like symbolism of how this nigga was an orphan and he needed help and love.
Yeah, this is sympathetic.
The sympathizing of motherfucking this nigga got this bandaged ass up dog.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Right. Who would have whipped his ass, by the way, too? Like, let's be all the way real. Anybody knows anything about them type of dogs? I'm a dog, motherfucker. Anybody know anything about them type of dogs? Hey, dog, you ain't even fed my mans yet. So he's not
He fed him a hungry man meal.
No, no, I'm talking about when he when he's waxing his owner and all that. I'm sorry. Dog would have attacked Lamar. Easily, because he don't know Lamar.
Yeah, he's trying to make it seem like he got that type of good feel around Lamar. Like
even
Lamar
the dog was shook at Lamar. Lamar, the dog heard of Lamar. He was like, "Oh shit, that's Lamar, dog. I don't want no problem."
They try to make it seem because like the dog was black and the owner was white that he was siding with Lamar because he was black.
He been doing you wrong, boy. Nigga named the dog Blackie.
Can we address that real quick, yo? Yeah. Yo, stop! Don't name your dog Blackie, yo. Cause imagine your dog getting loose, and you in a white neighborhood, and they asking what's the name of your dog, right? And they said Blackie, and now all these white people just run around. Come here, Blackie. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Let's get rid of these names.
First of all, they're not even gonna be comfortable enough to say that.
No.
Secondly, that's right. They'll be like, does he have a pet name? You know, for sure. Yo,
Terry, it's a hard
Terry
R.
Terry pissing me off too.
Terry. Yeah.
Terry pissing me off, bro. He trying to take care of two families. What's he doing? Nigga showed up with the Genesis.
he's crashing out.
I ain't gonna lie. I'll probably do some shit like that just to keep the kids calm. Like, you know, I got games.
First of all, she's a wild one, dog. I was under the impression that was like a suite. I didn't realize that was just a normal
motel room
with a bathroom and two beds. So my man's is in here waxing that.
Yeah.
Why kids is while the bathroom and what and in what room can you in what world do you lock the bathroom door from the outside?
That's why I was like, do the inside have like a adjacent room or is it just
I think it was two rooms split like on some sweet shit, but still to the point of like, why you locking your kids out? You don't even know, like
just because you want to get it in. Come on, man, you gotta get your priorities straight.
But Jerv, you gotta also understand this is the latchkey moment. This is an '80s niggas. Don't come with your 2023 brain, because you got too much logic going here. This is the '80s. Right. Niggas did way more. You niggas is on my head for slashing next to a baby. So niggas is really doing shit out here.
Raw Deezy too. I ain't seen Nan Condom yet in this entire series. Yo, niggas is
everything raw. Like, nigga, this my bitch. This my other bitch. And nigga, we all getting it in. Like, damn.
Meanwhile, Lamar still can't get nothing. trolling that man. Yo, he can't get nothing.
But she low key like rolling with Lamar too hard right now. I'm like, you being kind of friendly with this nigga who like threatened your life and like fucked you up.
Lamar. Oh no, you talking about not Lamar. She with What's my man name? My man is an All-American. That's her dude, right?
Oh, you mean Boom?
Ain't that her? Yeah, ain't Boom. That her nigga?
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, no. I was saying, oh, girl, though. That what's Meech girl?
Oh,
Meech,
yeah, girl.
Yeah, Meech baby mama.
Yeah, she, yeah, just said he can't fuck.
Yeah, she a double agent.
Yeah, I'm like, what you doing? You still switching sides? What's cracking?
And she playing it with her nose. So again, that's two tricky situations. Yeah. But like, we ain't even gonna question that because again, they just doing way too much for my liking. B. Mickey, he get me hot. Sure. I'm telling you, the best nigga on the show right now is Charles.
Nah, dog. My nigga Charles is wild, yo.
Charles felt them, listen, Charles felt them long ass titties on his back. It couldn't do nothing about it. When you feel
we're not here to disrespect long titties, my brother.
No, this is
need love too.
Yeah, this is a titty positive podcast.
No, man. This was that message was very titty positive. That's why he turned around.
Right.
You didn't see that shiver? She put them titties on his back, bro. He was
My nigga Charles is a wild boy, dog. He just be like, yo, you can tell Charles ain't really had none in a very long time because the slightest touch, Charles is about ready to, he's about ready to go.
In the words of Leslie, oh my God, I'm about to bust. Rest in peace to the OG. Charles is a wild nigga. The nigga came to say that he wanted to be a faithful man only to just steal smash.
Nigga was low-key like lying to Lucille at dinner. Like, yeah, I ain't fucked her.
That's why it was even more funny because, like, nigga, they was doing the symbolism of the angel right there.
Yeah.
And, like, he was just telling it, like, nigga, I mean, he was telling the truth. He didn't hit her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what makes him a grimy nigga.
Yo, look, Lucille, with all due respect, because I don't want no problems with nobody. I ain't disrespecting nobody, mom. But Lucille don't really look strike me as the one that's out here, experimenting with different things.
Right.
Lucille is classic 1970s, 1980s face-to-face missionary, and that's all we got. On your birthday, I might bend it over for you. Your birthday.
And now Charles doing his West Side, doing his gangster, putting his leg up, his back.
Right. He's out here showing out, bro,
touching that weak-ass fro, man. Charles Hornsby, man.
Russell Hornsby, man.
He only real nigga left.
He has, according to Dr. Umar, that's all we got left, bro.
That's all we got left, man. That's a sick nigga. That's all we need.
Hey, that's all we need, man. My nigga Chuck been putting it down. He really out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, he living his life. He seeing his son just going up. He like, shit, I might as well go up too. YOLO.
Look, my nigga started making a couple of dollars. He like, the hoes is loving me now. Like, I got some money in my pocket.
Yeah, we good out here. Like,
we ain't talk about the detectives getting turned on and
that was smashed, right?
Yeah,
that nigga took it down in the hotel room in the stakeout.
Nigga said, if you ever need some help, I got you.
Look. That's a wild stakeout. When y'all sitting there, y'all basically watching a porn together. Yeah. Like, y'all watching. Yeah. He said, oh, man. He said, he's going to town down there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whoosh. Oh, it's been a long time. Like, you see, it just turned into a straight porno. It's been a long time.
Yeah, they were having their own porno. It was a dual porno.
That nigga said, maybe I can help you out.
She I was waiting for that nigga to come in. I was waiting for that nigga to come in with a hard hat and fucking Timberland boots and constructs. Just like he's just laying the pipe. Right. Sick nigga, man.
Wesley, shout out to Wesley Pipes. I don't know why, but shout out to my nigga Wesley Pipes, dog. I don't know.
Random.
Y'all niggas don't know Wesley Pipes?
Big shout out.
Y'all niggas don't know Wesley Pipes? He was the construction Tim's bull.
Yeah.
Oh, you're mean, Becca. Mean's the only boy that rocks with me on these type jokes. Y'all niggas got morals and shit.
Nah, niggas don't have morals. But
I'm not shouting out Wesley Pipes.
Yeah, that's just a sick shout out. Like, he did his thing, you know, you enjoy his work that much.
Yeah,
he's
a legend in the game.
I mean, he's a legend in the hood, my nigga. Like, we might be
all-time top five. Name, All time great name. I don't know if there's many porn names better than Wesley Pipes.
This man out here watching highlight tapes of my man. The ultimate smash.
Like that's like a Dirk Diggler like level name. Like, you know, you really like
Dirk. First of all, Dirk Diggler is that name's insane.
That's a great name. It's a great porn name.
I remember
my nigga Ron Jeremy. Yeah. It ain't legendary, is how it's said, but yeah, it's legendary. My nigga Ron Jeremy,
sure. Duh. Sick, man.
He did it one time. Yo, one time for the normal looking niggas.
Yeah, he changed the whole game.
I'm mad y'all niggas out here vouching for the porn niggas.
Hey, you don't remember I made that that list of like the greatest porn stars? Like, some
I still gotta
ago?
Find it.
Yeah, I made a list of like the top 50 porn stars. Like, we did the hip hop list.
You gotta send me that list, bro. I want to see if I agree with your top 10.
Y'all some horny ass niggas, man.
Nigga, you just gave us like the most unfiltered 28 minute conversation to record, and we're the horny niggas. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Nah, my conversation wasn't horny, man.
It was definitely some horny.
It was a lot more than just in the conversation, my nigga.
I came out unscathed out here, bro.
1000%. Keep it 1000 with us, man.
All right, man. That's where we're gonna end it here. For those listening, this has been a great episode, a funny one. It's all over the place because niggas done brought BMF back. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, wherever the fuck Amin is, I'm Black Trey. See you next week.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.